Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today's Wednesday, December 31st, 2025. It's New Year's Eve. Thanks for being here. Before we look at some headlines, a quick heads up that today is Champagne Day. And for those that have celebrated New Year's Eve before, will not be surprised that New Year's Day is also National Hangover Day. However you ring in 2026, please celebrate responsibly. Today, we read between the lines on what seems like a very telling press release, and we pull a story out of the ever-popular You Can't Make This Stuff Up file. This is going to be a fun one, so let's jump right into some news together. Let's start with a press release that came out on Friday of last week, the day after Christmas and before a weekend, a black hole of a day where almost no one is working or paying attention. If you want something to fly under the radar, this is the day to try to sneak one in. Enter Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. Let me read the headline of a press release from his office released Friday afternoon. AG Call joins multi-state lawsuit challenging federal attempt to limit access to gender-affirming care. Side note, whoever first crafted the term gender-affirming care is a brilliant spin doctor. Anyway, so why is this happening? Because earlier this month, the Department of Health and Human Services, DHS, officially published a document saying certain forms of gender-affirming care are, quote, unsafe and ineffective, unquote. It's worth noting, this isn't a blanket statement. It did specifically say certain forms. Anyway, DHS also proposed rules that would ban Medicaid payments that go towards these services and penalties for doctors and hospitals that perform them. Well, not surprisingly, a number of states have banded together in a lawsuit to fight this, and they're a cast of characters you probably would expect. Let's see here, California, the District of Columbia, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Vermont, you get the picture. Very blue states and, well, purple Wisconsin. One of these things is not like the others. It's interesting, back to Call's press release, and I quote, "For doctors and hospitals, it threatens penalties for providing evidence-based, medically necessary care," unquote. Okay, two things here. Number one, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that a distinct majority of Wisconsinites would disagree with the idea that gender transitions are medically necessary. Number two, his opponent is Maria Lazar. I will go on the record and say if her campaign turns out to be even remotely competent, this podcast won't be the last time that this detail gets pointed out. I mean, really, it's a standard campaign talking point for someone to be out of touch with Wisconsin values. And this seems to fit better than any political opponent could reasonably ask for. In other news, I have one from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file, and credit to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for reporting on this obscure story. Your Department of Natural Resources here in Wisconsin has proposed an administrative rule, which would mean that they want to officially oversee and regulate something, and it is frog jumping contests. They propose banning wild caught frogs from participating in frog jumping contests because of the risk out-of-state frogs from spreading diseases and fungus in our state. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. They also apparently want to crack down on, and this is a quote, illegal pet trade and circulation, unquote. Are you kidding me? How many kids in rural Wisconsin will now inadvertently be a fugitive from the law for illegal pet trade and circulation? As if the DNR isn't stretched thin enough, they want to try and monitor this? I can see the memo now. Be on the lookout for the telltale signs of contraband. A shoebox stabbed by a pencil 20 times. I have so many questions. Are we going to pay a DNR warden holiday pay for monitoring a town's 4th of July frog race? And what halfway decent person is going to try and disqualify someone for a contraband frog? And even if somebody does, how can it be proven where the frog came from? This may be the most government-sounding thing I have heard all year. Now, I'm sure you've heard the term, that's the last thing we need. This literally may be it. I really can't think of anything that could be a lower priority than this. Seriously, you just can't make this stuff up. And finally, I give you a quote that I feel embodies the spirit and energy of the new year. And it's the promise of a better future ahead. It comes from POTUS number 16. You know who that is? Abraham Lincoln. And he said, quote, "The best way to predict the future is to create it." Have a great second half of your week and a great start to 2026. And as always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every old Lang Syne singing corner of this state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.